This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Border Patrol says it is investigating what it calls disturbing social media activity by U.S. Customs and Border Protection workers. A ProPublica report yesterday saying the group has about 9,500 members and have been joking online about migrant deaths, and they've made rude comments and posts about Latino members of Congress. Meanwhile, U.S. Border Patrol Chief Brian Hastings says clearly there need to be changes made at the border.
We have to be able to hold longer than 20 days, quite frankly, in order to work them through the proper system. We need additional judges and additional CIS individuals. But if you don't apply a consequence, the flow will never stop.
He spoke on Fox News. The U.S. now threatening tariffs on another $4 billion in European imports in a dispute over aircraft subsidies. This is USA Radio News.
Oh, my God. We need to talk about something. Constipation, abdominal pain, and bloating. You tell yourself, it's not that bad. You take laxatives and modify your diet and exercise routine. But thinking about it all the time is frustrating. This doesn't have to define you. If your constipation comes back again and again and you don't know why, then it may be time to seek help. Go to ohmygut.info where you can learn more about your symptoms and get to know your gut. That's ohmygut.info. ohmygut.info.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
France is now warning Iran not to go any further in violating terms of a 2015 nuclear deal, although today's warning appears to stop short of Paris confronting Tehran over the decision to exceed the agreement's low-enriched uranium limits. France, Britain, and Germany tried to save that nuclear deal after President Trump pulled the U.S. out of it. Authorities looking into the mysterious death of a 27-year-old Major League Baseball pitcher who was found dead in his hotel room bed yesterday. Here's USA Radio's John Clemens.
Tyler Skaggs of the Los Angeles Angels was scheduled to pitch Monday night against the Texas Rangers. After the game was postponed, Texas manager Chris Woodward called for prayers for the pitcher's wife, Carly, their family, their friends, and all of his teammates. Police did not suspect foul play and have definitely ruled out suicide in the death of the Santa Monica, California native.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A couple of the Democratic presidential candidates now getting the attention of some big donors. After last week's debates, California Senator Kamala Harris reportedly raised more than $2 million in the 24 hours after Thursday night's debate in Miami when she was on stage. Meantime, South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg says his campaign raised $24.8 million in the second quarter of this year. Jury deliberations are to continue today in the trial against a Navy SEAL accused of killing a captured ISIS fighter in Iraq, as well as firing on civilians. Closing arguments were delivered yesterday in the war crimes trial of Special Operations Chief Edward Gallagher. Prosecutors summing up their case against Gallagher, highlighting text messages he reportedly sent to fellow SEALs in which he seemingly admitted to stabbing to death a woman wounded ISIS fighter. That's despite the fact that a fellow SEAL had come forward during testimony last week and claimed he actually killed that ISIS fighter. And Nike is nixing shoes with an early American flag design after former NFL player Colin Kaepernick complained. The former 49ers quarterback telling Nike he and others consider the Betsy Ross flag offensive, as it was flown at a time when slavery was common in a number of states. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information, all the information you need on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com. You can see how you can connect with any one of the 300-plus affiliates that are part of the team here, or you can listen live. All you got to do is click the Listen Live button. It's just that simple, and you'll get a full roster of everybody that is on with us every day, including our next guest, Adam Carrington, Assistant Professor of Politics at Hillsdale College. Adam, welcome back to the show. Always good to have you with us. How are you doing?
Doing well, doing well. Getting ready to celebrate the 4th, as I hope everyone else is, and that's always a good time.
I'm right with you. I'd like to admonish our listeners and encourage them, you know, particularly on days like the 4th of July, but important dates that I think are bookmarked, you know, in the history of our minds, is that this is a good time to read the U.S. Constitution. I kind of like what Charles Krautheimer used to do. I think it was on 4th of July events. He would have his friends come over. There'd be a dozen or so people, and they'd sit there at some time in the event, and they'd all sit down and read portions of the U.S. Constitution, just pass it around. I thought it was very cool. I think it's a great idea for America to re-engage and get reconnected with our U.S. Constitution.
I think so, and I would say also on the 4th, the Declaration of Independence,
mm-hmm.
What's being celebrated, and I think it's always good to remember that this, the reason we have barbecues and holiday and fireworks and hot dogs isn't just that we want to celebrate. There's something we want to celebrate. It's America, and that there are reasons to celebrate. And I think
right.
It's always good to stop and have that conversation and think about that, about why we're doing it, and to say that it's still worth celebrating.
Well, Adam, with the consensus that the kids that are coming out of college, not at Hillsdale, of course, because we know Hillsdale is well celebrated, you know, for its pursuit of the truth and holding to conservative values. But what we're hearing from a lot of colleges is that the kids that are coming out of these campuses have been misinstructed. I mean, they've been deprived of true history of our country. Right now, the consensus is amongst the majority of them that socialism is the way to go. And, you know, for those of us that know better, and certainly for those immigrants who have since become citizens, or maybe they're here, you know, even the legal ones, that are here in this country, go, wait a minute, what are you talking about? You have no idea what you're playing with. We've lived and experienced socialism, and that is the last thing you want. I mean, we came to America because freedom reigns.
Yes, I think there's a difference between no education and miseducation. And in some ways, the second is worse and what a lot of students are getting. But it's not that they're not learning anything, it's that they're learning the wrong things. And I think learning them in the wrong way, there's a difference between learning how to think, having these great principles put before you, having them fairly put before you, and being indoctrinated. And I think that's also part of this, is that it's amazing how powerful the principles of the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution are, the principles of liberty, equality, of natural rights, when they're fairly presented to students, that they really, their minds lock into them and come to not only understand them, but love them if they're given a fair shake. And
exactly.
I think it's true that many places they're just not. In fact, people are bending over backwards to misinform about them. And that is something I'm glad you mentioned. Mm. We do really try to not do at Hillsdale. We're really committed to cultivating citizens and human beings in that way, in a way that I wish more places did.
Well, what happens with socialism, I've maintained, is that it mediocritizes everything. I mean, critical thinking is thrown out the door. You're dictated as to how you're going to think and what you're going to think. And it's all so subtle. I mean, after all, I mean, here's these kids. They need to get an A, and they're looking to be high achievers. But yet what they're being told in all so subtle ways is that, yeah, you're going to be a high achiever, but don't worry, when you graduate, we're going to mediocritize you. We can't do it right now. If we could, we would take your A and it'd become a C because your fellow student next to you didn't feel like, you know, studying as hard. And we just can't allow for people to excel. So we've got to kind of level the playing field here and have it fair for everybody. So we're going to redistribute your grade to make it fair for everyone. And this is the life that they're promoting after graduation, but they're not about to be that honest, are they?
No, and I think what it is it's a misunderstanding of equality. It's an equality. I think what the founder said is we know people are going to, some are going to work harder and others are not. Some are going to be smarter or better at certain things and others are not. I mean, I'm still waiting for my NBA contract.
You and me both.
And it's not coming, right? I say that to my students sometimes. Why does LeBron James get the big contract and I don't? Well, because he's much better than I am at basketball.
Right.
But I think the misunderstanding about equality is in the Constitution, it's in the Declaration, but it's a misunderstanding that instead of saying that we have equal rights and then we do with those rights what we want, and that can result in excellence or vice and failure, the idea is that it's really a denial of freedom. It's an equality that denies freedom and says you all have to any inequality is really because of your circumstance, because of things that were imposed on you. There's no place for people to work hard and be great under that kind of system. And I think that is it takes a principle that the founding absolutely believed in, equality, and then, as you were saying before, it distorts it into a kind of lack of freedom and a kind of determinism that they would find unrecognizable.
Exactly. Well, you know, the early pioneers of our country, when they first came to this country, they all wanted to be united as one, and they were going to share equally and everything. But they found out in short order that there were just people that were lazy and didn't want to work, but they wanted to eat. And so then, you know, the next step was, hey, this isn't working because the people aren't putting an equal amount of effort into it. So what we're going to do is we're going to assign land to them, and whatever they raise on that land will be theirs, and they can use that for commerce or exchange or however way they want to do it. Well, that kind of took care of the lazy people, didn't it?
Yeah, and this goes all the way back to, I'll teach Aristotle sometimes, the Greek philosopher, and he actually said, even back, 2,500 years ago, said, if everyone owns everything together, then no one owns it and no one's going to care about it.
Exactly.
And I think that is a great insight that, yes, they learned in Jamestown, that I was sort of extolling the high level, that if you leave people free to have their own things and to pursue their own pursuits, they'll do great things. You were articulating, as the founder said, men aren't angels, and sometimes
you actually need to give them the necessity that it's that if you even wanted to be lazy, you can't because of the repercussions that are going to happen for you. So I think that's a good addition to that problem of trying to make sure that we structure our society to get to develop people the best they can be, not to leave them at their worst.
Exactly. And when we talk about equality under the law as codified, and law of God's nature and the laws that he's established, those are the considerations and those are the guideposts for us, I believe. Professor Adam Carrington continues with us. Stay with us.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at AAN.com/concussion. That's AAN.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Your program,
Your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
Christian Independent, just the way you like to hear from us every Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. I am Bill Martinez. Welcome back. Professor Adam Carrington continues with us. You know, Adam, I hear in my travels the frustration of many people about the way politics is being run in our country today and the chaos that seems to be so overwhelming, whether we're looking, you know, to the border issues overseas, trade issues, and that sort of thing. And as you mentioned earlier, our founding fathers were well aware that us humanoids, we're not angels. Maybe we have glimpses of angelic characteristics, but by and large, we can be very greedy and disengaged from a moral compass. And the bottom line of what we're experiencing today, I firmly believe, is the result. I mean, we are reaping what we've sown. We've disengaged from God. We've disengaged from the moral compass. We are like that untethered balloon just running around pell-mell and trying to fix things under our own power. And at some point, what is required here, whether you want to talk about it in spiritual terms as a revival, even as a nation, this nation needs revival. But before that's going to happen, we need to reconnect with our spiritual authority, do we not?
Yeah, I think one thing to keep in mind, there was a debate that Alexander Hamilton had as a young man with another writer. And one thing he said is that if we're going to believe two things, that all men are created equal and that there is justice that isn't merely the power of the strongest, then we have to have someone above us that is unequal to all of us equals, and that person is the ultimate source of who we are and the ultimate source of justice. And he says, that's God. You have to have that that precursor. And I think that's why someone like John Adams famously said that our Constitution was made for a moral and religious people, because those elements are essential to self-government. And if you want to have a government of the people, by the people, for the people, that means they have to be people that are capable of governing themselves. And that starts with being able to control oneself according to what's right and good and knowing what it is and trying to seek it despite our worst tendencies. So I think that's very true. We've lost a bit of that mooring, and it's reaping other repercussions that people don't always see the connection back to the source.
Exactly. And then here we are today wanting to get rid of monuments, bits of our history, because they happen to occur at a time, a less than glorious time in our history that we want to think, you know, should be benevolent. But this is all part of the process. I mean, the whole story of our lives is moving from dark to light. We experience darkness. We say, this is not good. Let's move to the light. And we go back and forth, not that there is an ongoing continuum, but there are those moments when we can look back on our individual lives and say, I'm embarrassed. I'm ashamed for the choices that I made. But I'm glad that I was able to, in humility, come to the light, acknowledge God, and, change my ways. And until this country, as a body politic, does this, because it has made a willful decision to turn its back on God. I mean, this postmodern, modernistic world in which we live in right now says, God shouldn't be part of the public square. Well, how's that working for you?
Right. There's, I think it was Dostoevsky, the Russian novelist, had a character say, really, without God, all things are permissible. We think of with God, all things are possible. He was saying without God, all things are possible, but in a negative way, meaning
yes, exactly.
You can be the worst you, there's that book, Your Best Life Now. You can be your worst life now, without God. And that is the problem. You know, that is a massive problem for government, because that means your only choices are tyranny or anarchy, the oppressiveness of one or the oppressiveness of everybody. I think you're right to say that is a forerunner to any major political reform that's going to be lasting.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, Professor, we just got through the last several weeks of a whirlwind with SCOTUS and all their decisions that they were made, and you say that the next one, it looks like it's going to be an even bigger whirlwind. But let's look back on the highlights here. We've got about 5 minutes left on the highlights of this last session of the Supreme Court.
Right. I think that in many ways, I have an article hopefully coming out about this. I called this a term on the brink, meaning that there were set up some cases that started to rein in administrative power, the power of the bureaucrats, and try to return it back to the people. It wasn't perfect, but I think it was a step in the right direction. You had a little bit of good movement. You were talking about monuments, a case where they protected a public monument that was a cross, that it didn't violate the Establishment Clause. And I think we got a bit of a mixed one on the census question that maybe some people were following, where the government, the court in general said it's fine to ask about citizenship on the census. That's perfectly normal, but send it back to the lower court to have them defend why they did it. So a bit of a middling here on questions of self-government, on questions of the role of religion, and on the question of letting the executive branch do its job. And I think it was really setting up some bigger things that we're going to see in future terms as the justices start to settle in and work themselves out.
Well, it was interesting to look at the impact of Gorsuch and Kavanaugh. What's your assessment here with these two additions that Donald Trump brought to the court?
Yeah, I think what's fascinating, and I think this is part of the health of the originalist, textualist camp of interpretation that says we should stick to what the law says and stick to what the original makers of it said, is that it's not monolithic. And I think what you've seen is these two have moved the court in a more law adhering, more originalist direction, but they're not walking in lockstep. I think on many things they're going to agree, but I think Kavanaugh is a little more deferential to the executive branch. I think Gorsuch is actually like Scalia, where on many things he's very conservative, but he's the couple that he joined the more liberal justices on was mainly criminal justice, just saying the government has to tightly follow its laws when it prosecutes people. But in general, I think they have been a major upgrade intellectually and in law-abidingness to the court, even if I haven't always agreed with everything they've done. They're big improvements, I think, on Kennedy and how the court was operating before. Although, stay tuned. We'll have to see. We don't have a ton of work from them yet, but they're good guys. I think they're going to be we're going to be hearing a lot from them in the future.
What do you think about them turning the gerrymandering issue back to the states as opposed to trying to be the arbiters of that? I thought that was a positive move and decision on their part.
I think so. And by the way, I think, and they said this, partisan gerrymandering is a bad thing that I think it when it's way overdone. But what they said is we can't be philosopher kings that decide every question. And if the people don't like partisan gerrymandering, this is the thing that courts aren't good at. They don't make good decisions on this. This is something that the people should be voting on and putting in legislators to make changes if they don't like it. Not every question can be settled or should be settled by the court. And I think they were right to say this is one, regardless of the justice or injustice of it, that we, the people, need to take up.
Well, one that will continue, certainly, is Nieves versus Bartlett. I mean, the whole issue of police officers and civilians, and you know what happened there. You say in the future the court should continue to respect both free speech rights and the needs of law enforcement. So we're at that point, as you suggested, at a delicate balance between these dynamic tension of these two entities, are we not?
Right, and remember, we were talking about men not being angels. I mean, that's from Federalist 51. Madison in there says, if men were angels, we wouldn't need government. And that means we need powerful law enforcement to protect us from other people that may want to harm us. But he also says, if government were run by angels, we wouldn't need any limits on government. Mm-hmm. So we need to make sure that police who many of them are hardworking, very good public servants, but we want to make sure that government agencies and others can't just do whatever they want because they may themselves try to oppress us. And I think that's what the cases like this are trying to strike the balance
between. Well, we got to leave it right there. Adam Carrington, I'm Bill Martinez.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Border Patrol says it is investigating what it calls disturbing social media activity by U.S. Customs and Border Protection workers. A ProPublica report yesterday saying the group has about 9,500 members and have been joking online about migrant deaths, and they've made rude comments and posts about Latino members of Congress. Meanwhile, U.S. Border Patrol Chief Brian Hastings says clearly there need to be changes made at the border.
We have to be able to hold longer than 20 days, quite frankly, in order to work them through the proper system. Mm-hmm. We need additional judges and additional CIS individuals. But if you don't apply a consequence, the flow will never stop.
He spoke on Fox News. The U.S. now threatening tariffs on another $4 billion in European imports in a dispute over aircraft subsidies. This is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Someone once said, live free or die. Right? Bill Martinez live.
Back with the American Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us. Hey, you want to get involved in the conversation? Drop me an email. Love to hear from you. Good, bad, or indifferent. And give me a shout out, Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. Founder and president of the National Tax Limitation Committee is with us, Lou Euler. Lou, how you doing, buddy?
I am doing well. Glad to join you as usual. And we have a full plate.
Yeah, we sure do. Let's start off with Art Laffer, Medal of Freedom recipient at the hands of President Trump. For all the good that Art has brought to the table, I would say it's about time.
It is, and what he did for Ronald Reagan especially, as they talk about the time he sat down with a couple of key officials and on a napkin he drew the Laffer curve, and it's very simple, and it just shows that if you increase taxes beyond, you know, 25-28%, you get a fall off in revenue because people react against those high taxes. Mm-hmm. When you bring taxes down, you get a multiplier effect. The economy explodes, the jobs grow, investment expands, et cetera, and the same holds in terms of economic growth for our nation under Trump.
Well, yeah, it's like putting sludge in a finely tuned automobile, you know, and that is the engine of capitalism, and you muck up the whole deal with all this heavy regulation and taxes on it, and it comes to a crawl, and we've seen this happen time and time again. What Art Laffer brought to Ronald Reagan was empirical, was solid, a solid argument, and then he was further validated with the success of the Reagan economy.
Absolutely. And, you know, Ronald Reagan believed in what he called limited government, and he didn't really have classic kinds of evaluations that would define what limited meant. But when Laffer got done with his curve, and when the optimal size of government people have gotten done with their analysis, we know that you can't go much over 20 to 25% and still keep a viable economy and a growing economy.
Mm-hmm. Why isn't that set in stone? I mean, to me, Lou, this kind of experience and practical application, of course, we're seeing it again under the Trump administration, same type of idea, and he's following Art Laffer's curve and wisdom, and here it is. But yet you got Democrats that you know, the heck with Art Laffer. I mean, give us that Medal of Freedom back. We don't need you here. But he just keeps producing. I mean, you know, the facts are the facts, right?
Yeah, and what this current experience between the AOC crowd, the progressives, these people that have come out of this last congressional race, demonstrates that they have learned absolutely nothing. They believe in government. They believe that everything we earn as individuals is common property owned by everyone, and that government has the right to allocate it as the government officials feel is appropriate instead of the earner. And that's the combat we confront in the fight for the 2020 election, is to restore the historic relationship between individuals and their government.
You know, Lou, I was just having this conversation with Senator Jim DeMint, and, you know, I said that what has happened here with Donald Trump, we can be thankful for Donald Trump, because what he has done with this election is made it a clear binary choice. You either are going to be a socialist or you're going to be a capitalist. If you want to be a socialist, then you're going to vote Democrat. You want to be a capitalist and you believe in the American dream and everything that it's represented from time and memoriam, then you've got to go with Donald Trump, you know, for another 4 years and vote Republican, because the Democratic policies clearly, I mean, how can we bear up with another, you know, another 4 years of Obama? We didn't learn enough under that administration.
No, you're so right. The Obama years, they talked about the recovery beginning with his administration. But the recovery for the 8 years of his time as president was so anemic. Mm-hmm. It was because of the regulations,
the worst
the
ever.
Taxes. Yeah,
the worst
it was
ever.
The worst ever. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And it took the election of Donald Trump to begin a true restoration of economic growth. And that's what we're pleased with as we observe it now.
Yeah, and as I maintained, Lou, and you and I have discussed this before, Donald Trump gave us an opportunity to dream big dreams again. With Barack Obama and Democratic policies, we were trying to survive. We were treading water, trying to just keep our heads above water so we didn't, you know, succumb to the high tides that we had nothing to fight with. You know, constantly, you know, we're as if we have enough to deal with, we're already drowning. And then the Obama administration's ideas are, hey, here's about 10 more tons of regulations. Hey, see if this will help you swim.
No, that's absolutely right. And the recent Nobel Prize winner in economics has underscored how important economic growth is for the well-being of the people of a nation. If you stay at 4% economic growth, and we're getting back to that, then you can double the size of your economy in 17 years. Under Obama, it would have taken 70 years to double the economy. So that's the difference, and that economy doubling is the wealth factor that is enjoyed by every individual and family across the nation.
You know, for all the big dreams that Democrats have and how they want to help people and continue to give free stuff away and all that good stuff, that's not even a possibility under their form of government. But you start doing 4 or 5% GDP, again, as I was talking with Jim DeMint about, I said, God, if you imagine if we got a little bit of cooperation from the Democrats right now with this president, where would our GDP be right now? Would we be at 4 or 5%? What I'm concerned about, Lou, is we're going to look back after the Trump years and say, shoulda, coulda, woulda. We could have really pushed the pedal to the metal. We could have been seeing, 5, 6, 7% GDP, but for the Democrats, because they didn't want America to be great again. They didn't want this president to get any kind of credit. But, as any kind of leadership appreciation will teach, is that it's not about who gets credit. If you're worried about who gets credit, leadership becomes ineffective, and it becomes just near worthless. But here now, it has nothing to do. I mean, it has little to do with Donald Trump. People keep talking about Donald Trump. I said, it's the American people. We're the ones who are suffering for this. And dare I say, to your other point that you were just saying, not only does the tide rise boats here in America, but we've seen time again when America's tide is risen and the boats are rising, so is the rest of the world, is it not?
That is true, and we've had, you and I have talked about manning the oars.
Yes.
And fortunately we have now 1.5 million more jobs than there are ore pullers. We actually have a surplus of jobs. We got to fill those. No, the left so hates Donald Trump that they just can't stop criticizing him, even though he's doing great things for America. So that's where we're headed.
Well, to your point, if our GDP is up at about 4 or 5%, that additional money could go a long way in helping some of the interests that Democrats have. Otherwise, they're going to go to the wealthy. They're going to go, which they've done repeatedly, and have devastated the poor and the middle class in order to shake out every last penny in their penny loafers. And they're already having a hard time to survive as it is. But the only way that they could possibly fund some of their big dreams is to, they say take from the rich, but it never works out that way. It's always the middle class that gets injured with their regulations and their ideas, is it not? He's the founder and president of the National Tax Limitation Committee, Lou Euler, on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Lou. Appreciate it.
July 1st through the 7th, Quantum Nutrition Labs is holding our largest sale of the year, 35% off when you buy 3 or more of any dietary supplements, multivitamins, calcium, vegetarian proteins, fermented organic turmeric, and over 100 other dietary supplements all on sale. When you buy 3 or more, you get 35% off. This July 1st through the 7th only. Call 888-588-7578. 888-588-7578, or visit us online at qnlabs.com. That's qnlabs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of Healthline. Tune in to get your questions answered and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. Our product line, Quantum Nutrition Labs, delivers what others only promise, nutrition that really works.
Bankers and elites have scoffed at the prospect of cyber or cryptocurrency for decades. In spite of this, cryptocurrencies continue to grow and become a viable alternative to traditional banking and money. Now, surprise, those same elites are realizing they got it wrong and, like the housing bust, are starting to invest big time. And guess what? You got it. Cryptocurrency. As they say, follow the money. Many other independent and forward-thinking investors have seen and are realizing the cryptocurrency investment advantage. And here at BillMartinezLive.com, we're making it easy for you to educate yourself
yourself and find out how cryptocurrency can become a part of your future and how a small investment could turn into big returns for you and your family. Go to BillMartinezLive.com, click on the Crypto Profit banner ad, and get all the information you need to take advantage of this money paradigm shift. Remember when you could buy Amazon, Facebook, and Google for dollars? That was another paradigm shift. So don't miss out. Go to BillMartinezLive.com, click on the Crypto Profit banner.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Look, up in the sky, it's a bird.
It's a plane. It's
Bill Martinez, live.
Trying to defy gravity. I'm telling you, it's still in play, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, we're back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Samantha Mao, the Good News Girl, joins us now. Hey, Sam, how you doing? Oh, I guess we're still waiting for her. You know, that's what happens. You know, when you put the cape on, you go faster than everybody else. You have to slow down a bit. Hey, Sam, how are you?
I'm great. How are you doing this morning?
Hey, I'm doing great. Are you excited? 4th of July, just around the corner here, all set for family fun and everything? Or do you have to go to the hospital and have some time with the husband unit? Because that's about the only place you can see him because he's working nonstop saving souls.
Oh, I know. Well, you know, I might have to visit him and then head down to the beach to see my grandparents. My grandma actually makes this thing called corn soup, which is really,
it sounds kind of weird
because it's just corn, but it's made by a southern grandma. You really can't beat it, and it's like a tradition. So.
Oh, Lord have mercy. How much fun is that? So you're going to have to save some for him. Don't forget the sparklers. Do they get excited when you come through the, you know, you got your July 4th outfit and everything like Miss Liberty and you got sparklers flying and everything like that? Do they get excited when you walk in the hospital like that?
I don't come in the hospital for the sparklers or anything yet, but I do, you know me well, I do dress up for the 4th of July.
Well, I know that. That's what I'm saying. I'm just thinking that, you know, here's the doctor husband unit going, oh, here she is again.
I know.
That's why he loves you, Sam. That's all.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, exactly. So, so good fun time with the family. We got corn soup on the menu. What else are we going to be doing?
Just heading down to the beach and just spending the day with my grandparents, my sister, and my new little nephew. He's 6 months old, and my mom. And
6 months old. Wow. Congratulations.
Yeah. What better way to celebrate our country, right?
Exactly, because it keeps growing, even in spite of its knuckleheadedness. But, hey, sooner or later, we'll figure out, you know, like that drowning person in the water, that we got to quit fighting, and then somebody will come in and rescue us, and hopefully sooner than later, right?
Oh, I hope so.
Okay. Hey, speaking of which, so much, you know, it's kind of interesting what Chick-fil-A has done. I mean, as an organization, they have caused so much consternation. It's interesting. It's almost like this is God's restaurant because of all the flack that the employees, Dan Caffey and the organization have been getting, you know, from those on the left that just want to ignore God. And here it is, you know, Chick-fil-A, they're known, that they're open for business 6 days. And I remember the first time I ran into the operation, I think it was in Kentucky. And we went into a mall and, my partner at the time says, well, you know, they're closed on Sunday. You know, they honor the Lord's Day and they let them close because the malls are really, they don't let you close. I mean, I guess they wanted Chick-fil-A and they're bad enough that realized they had to make an exception. And so they allowed Chick-fil-A to close on Sunday. And so now over the years, that has continued to be an absolute irritant to the non-religious and people that just want to be ornery. But meanwhile, their employees are being given an incredible example. I mean, you hear great things from the employees, but it just seems like they're under the microscope all the time. And, but meanwhile, they're just about, serving, good chicken sandwiches, great chicken sandwiches. And, and the employees are doing well and people are having a good time, but you still have some of those outliers out there that just want to create problems. And I only say that because there's a bit of good news here that you probably didn't hear about in your local news. And that was a Chick-fil-A employee. I mean, he jumps out the window. He rushes to assist a choking child in the drive-through lane. So tell us about that, Sam.
Okay, so, Chick-fil-A, as much as it's been under the microscope by certain groups of people that, want to attack it for whatever reason, there are so many employees doing amazing things, and, they're just known for their hospitality and their kindness. And Logan Simmons is no exception. He was working in Hall County last week, and, so he's working the drive-thru, and he looks out, and I don't know how he saw it, but they have video footage of this happening. Mm-hmm. He somehow sees a little boy choking in his mom's car, and his mom's pleading for help. The little boy has gotten the seatbelt wrapped around his neck, and the mom isn't able to get it off, and Logan, fortunately, had a pocket knife on him. This is some miracle, because I don't know how many people are carrying pocket knives around at their job at Chick-fil-A, and he cuts them loose and just goes about his day. Nobody even really knew it was a couple hours before he even told one of the other employees. And, the video footage has gone viral of the simple, he just, it's kind of like you see him step, look out, and just calmly like jump through the window and go off and just save a child and get back. It's just, it's an amazing thing.
He jumped through the service window, right?
That's the window. That's right. I'm glad it was big enough. He just fit right through, and he was at the right place at the right time. And, you got to give him credit for not only paying attention to his job, but noticing this child in distress at that moment, because it's easy to get focused on what you're doing and not see.
Well, my good friend, the retired teacher in California, he calls that situational awareness. And good on him to be able to catch that, and thank God all's well that ends well. And thank God for a pocket knife, huh?
Oh, absolutely. It might mean I told my husband I need to get him one to carry around just in case you ever need to help somebody out of a situation. It seems like a handy thing to have.
Exactly. Well, your husband will probably want a big Bowie knife that goes halfway down his leg or something. I gotta have a good knife here. I gotta have a men's knife, not a pocket knife.
Absolutely.
Hey, let's talk about this next story, which is incredible. I saw this video, and this blew me away about this poor child found in a plastic bag in a garbage dump. Is this the same one?
This is actually wasn't in a dump. It was in a neighborhood in the woods behind.
In the woods. Yes, exactly. Right.
In a family's house, and so this is recent. This is in Georgia, and a family in at the beginning of June actually heard a baby crying. They just happened to get back from vacation. They heard a baby crying. They thought, at first they thought it was an animal. They're like, no, this is a baby.
Wow.
And they end up calling the police and go out into the woods. They find a little girl that has been born, and she's wrapped in a plastic bag. And it starts off, it could have just been such a tragic story. And right. it does start off really sad. You know, you don't know what happened with that girl's mother or what, why she was abandoned like that. It's terrible to think. But the good news is she's had thousands of offers for adoption from across the country. She's now been named a Baby India by the hospital workers. Even around the world. And people have offered to pay for her college. And, you know, I kind of hope that this brings awareness to people for adoption in general, because she's had thousands of offers. Obviously, only one can have her, but all those 999 other people can help another baby looking for a home.
So, well, and this is why on the show, you know, as much conversation has been had over the abortion issue, is there are alternatives, and clearly this points to it, is that people are more than willing to help you out. Just because you've made a mistake, you don't need to complicate it, because, you know, this is why the charge against abortion right now is being led by women. And these are women who have experienced abortion, realized they bought into a lie, thought it was just, you know, just some excess tissue, it was meaningless. But, you know, these women aren't sleeping at night. Women are committing suicide over all this stuff. And so it's like, look, let's bring into the proposition here the alternative of abortion, and that is adoption. And this shows that there are people willing to bend over backwards and to, you know, fill in that necessary need that you may have right now. That, you know, in this particular case, you know, like you said, you don't know the backstory, what the mother must have gone through, but here it is, you know, and there's all kinds of places. I mean, because I know that there's fire stations that will accept babies, and there's other places of worship that will accept babies. They don't have to be put out into a field, but, you know, or the woods, like in this particular case. But, you know, there are options, and this is a demonstration that people are more than willing to help you out if you find yourself in this situation. So we'll have to keep tabs on it. You know, you wonder, you know, 20 years from now or 30 years from now, what the story is to be written about this young girl that was found in a plastic bag, huh?
Oh, there's obviously a plan for her. And, you know, you were talking about adoption and abortion issue. I always thought it would be a good idea to fund adoption so that families who might, because adoption can be very expensive.
Yes.
And there's children out there who need homes, and there's people out there who want them and can't afford it. So, you know, that might be something that needs to be looked into more.
Without a doubt.
I can't wait to hear her story.
Okay, this next one is we have a mom praising a passenger for his kindness toward her son with autism who was traveling alone. This is a sweet story. Tell us about this.
Oh, yes. Alexa Bjornson, she has a 7-year-old son with high-functioning autism. His name's Landon. And he had to fly by himself for the first time. And, you know, it can be difficult for any child that age. But
it's difficult for adults. Come on, give me a break.
That's very true. Any of us, especially flying alone, especially a child.
Mm-hmm.
And so she decided to give him a letter and $10, and he was supposed to give it to the person who sat next to him.
Mm-hmm.
And the letter said, you know, I sent Landon with a letter to give whoever he sat next to. He has high-functioning autism, so he might be nervous and ask, are we there yet a lot? Please just make him feel comfortable. Here's $10 in the note.
Wow.
Well, Ben Pedraza ended up sitting next to Landon. He donated the money, and he sent the mom the sweetest message ever, saying that it was actually a pleasure to sit next to her son. She was a very lucky mom.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's one of those instances where, you know, it's just a simple thing to say to the mom, but it makes all the difference. And I think that the rest of us really could learn from that.
Exactly. And he even sent her a picture, didn't he, of the two sitting there in the plane, which had to just be an immense amount of comfort for mom, you know, knowing that all was well and God had ordained the perfect seat for her son and the perfect passenger to make her son's day and to get him through the trip. What a sweet story.
Absolutely.
Hey, there's more at Sam's Corner at BillMartinezLive.com. These stories and others that you can share with all your friends and family. Samantha Mao on Bill Martinez Live. This is why she's the Good News Girl.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Maybe not today.